gospel for this day is a reading from St. Mark, the fourth chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
These are two parables. One is the parable of the growing seed, and then the parable of the mustard seed. Jesus also said the kingdom of God is as if someone would scatter seed on the ground and would sleep and rise night and day, and the seed would sprout and grow. He does not know how. The earth produces of itself, first the stalk, then the head, then the full grain in the head. But when the grain is ripe, at once he goes in with his sickle because the harvest has come. He also said, with what can we compare the kingdom of God? Or what parable will we use for it? It is like a mustard seed, which when sown upon the ground is the smallest of all the seeds on earth. And yet when it is sown, it grows up and becomes the greatest of all shrubs and puts forth large branches so that the birds of the air can make nests in its shade. With many of these parables, Jesus spoke the word to them as they were able to hear it. He did not speak to them except in parables, but he explained everything in private to his disciples. This is the gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. You can notice the color, the liturgical color of green today, highlighted with the big banner and the paraments here. And it will be green until the end of October. It's the green season, chosen to symbolize growth, the growth of God's people, nourished and enriched by the Word. So during these Sundays, the lessons highlight Jesus' teaching about God's kingdom coming to us, inviting it to happen in our lives. There is, in a good gospel music tradition, a song called Little is Much When God is in It. Little is Much When God is in It. And it simply carries the message of the parables that I just read, parables of the kingdom of God coming to us. It goes like this. In the harvest field now ripened, that's work for all to do. Hark, the voice of God is calling to the harvest, calling you. Little is much when God is in it. Labor not for wealth or fame. There's a crown, and you can win it if you go in Jesus' name. In the mad rush of the broad way, in the hurry and the strife, tell of Jesus' love and mercy. Give to them the word of life. Does the place you've called to labor seem small and unknown? It is great if God is in it, and he'll not forget his own. He will say, welcome home, my child, well done. And then the repeating refrain, little is much when God is in it. Well, today is also Father's Day, as Pastor Dan mentioned, and it is good to recognize the role of dads in modeling Christian faith and to recognize your contributions. Actually, Father's Day or Parents' Day and the text today certainly go together. So we focus on the parables, the growing seed and the mustard seed. There actually were two pictures that the people would recognize as Jesus told these parables. First, that the grain of mustard seed was the smallest thing imaginable. It did, however, in those days, grow into something like a tree in which the birds nested. And secondly, in the Old Testament, illustrated as Anders read from Ezekiel today, the most common way to describe a great empire is a tree. So the tree and its growth are symbolized as the kingdom of God, as a reality in the world. The growth of God's kingdom occurs in a mysterious, quiet, and small way, and yet grows. It reminds us of the seeds sown in children, which grow and sprout in the years to come, and it requires patience and trust that there will be growth. In the book of James, there is this comment: See how patient a farmer is as he waits for his land to produce precious crops. Patience. This is a word for fathers, for any parent, for all of us. As we say thank you to fathers, we commend and encourage their patience and willingness to trust God to give growth down the road, hard as it might be. I remember a Father's Day card that jumped out at me from a son's point of view, and it said this: Dad, remember all those awful temper tantrums and sulking in the corner and running away? Aren't you glad I'm all grown up and you don't have to do that anymore? Happy Father's Day. Or do you recall Mark Twain's line? When I was a boy of 14, my father was so ignorant I could hardly stand to have the old man around. But when I got to be 21, I was astonished at how much the old man had learned in 7 years. Well, we can poke a little fun at dads today, but to everyone we can add encouragement to exercise patience as a necessary ingredient in waiting for results. You've seen the poster of Short, I'm sure. Lord, give me patience, and I want it right now. That's our challenge. The challenge of receiving patience and living with it in an age of instant results. In the parable of the seeds, and particularly the mustard seed, it seems that humor and absurdity are part of the main point. It becomes a satire. And Mark's audience must have wondered when and how this harvest promised would be realized. And the answer is that the sower does not know how the growth occurs. Jesus could have likened God's reign to the cedars of Lebanon as a powerful symbol, powerful redwood tree, to something more ordinary, a tiny seed. The parables tell us about our role in bringing about results. They counsel us about planting the seed and then allowing God to take over and see to its growth. The danger is in either doing too little or doing too much. And we need to know that the burden is not riding on our shoulders entirely, for God is at work bringing the harvest. Jesus reminds us of the power of a little underwhelming seed. This is how God's reign comes about, gently. Now, earthly kingdoms break the ground like a bulldozer through coercion and force. Sometimes we expect God to do that too, to be like a bulldozer, so that we see immediate progress that is earth-shattering. The kingdom of God, however, enters into one's heart, and it may seem to make no difference at all. But as one ponders and wrestles with it, things begin to stir, and after a while, it can transform our landscape. One writer had said, "It will grow perhaps so subtly that you won't even notice until at last it produces its intended fruit." The parable is a reminder to us in our day when we are overwhelmed by agendas and pressures, the invitation to adopt a faith style of life, to believe in God's promises and trust. The seed, the word, is planted and grows, and it will produce even in spite of our efforts. Paul uses the same kind of garden language. Remember that he said, "I planted the seed, Apollos watered the plant, but God who made that plant grow." And then Luther said about the gospel running its course while he drinks his little glass of Wittenberg beer. It puts our role in perspective. God's kingdom growth is a word for those who feel burdened by the world's problems to trust God's love. It is for those who are overcome by depression, those burned out, workaholics. It is for those of us who tend to be perfectionists, who don't want to engage in anything unless it is without a flaw. And for us, when we give up or become passive, not even playing a role. I believe that the message is, do what you can. Give it your best shot. Be willing to make a mistake in the interest of starting something and make a contribution. Then let it go and see what happens. We need to find a point between giving up over against taking control. Our partnership with God calls us to an active faith, being patient and trusting that God will bring mysterious growth are the necessary ingredients. I want to close this morning by reading a prayer of Archbishop Oscar Romero, who was killed at his altar for opposing evil in El Salvador a number of years ago. It goes like this. It helps now and then to step back and take the long view. We accomplish in our lifetime only a tiny fraction of the magnificent enterprise that is God's work. Nothing we do is complete, which is another way of saying that the kingdom always lies beyond us. This is what we are about. We plant seeds that one day will grow. We water seeds already planted, knowing that they hold future promise. We lay foundations that will need further development. We provide yeast that produces effects far beyond our capability. We cannot do everything, and there is a sense of liberation in realizing that. This enables us, however, to do something and to do it very well. It may be incomplete, but it is a beginning, a step along the way, an opportunity for the Lord's grace to enter and do the rest. We are prophets of a future not our own. Let us act out our partnership with God, being faithful in our responses, but trusting that God is at work bringing growth, wholeness, joy, and peace. Amen.